I think so.
We'll see.
What number are we doing here?
32.
13?
13.
13, Carl.
What did he leave?
Huh?
What did he leave?
John, number 13, which is 13 is planning department, $200,000. That's for RUPCO.
RUPCO.
Yes.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the time.
Let's first move it. So
okay,
we can discuss.
I'll move it.
Move it second. Don's the second. Just
second
a discussion.
Discussion.
Okay. All right, John.
Okay. This is not an insignificant amount of money, and I understand that. For a period of, I think, 4 or 5 years, starting around 2009, there was this program that RUPCO was receiving funding from the state, a pilot program to combat homelessness. That was the purpose of the whole thing. Solutions to End Homelessness, I guess, was the official title. The agency, according to their stats, has had a 75% success rate. Families are still housed after 6 months, 75% of the time. For 5 years, this was funded by the state to Ulster County. They lost the funding in a very, very, very competitive competition to some other communities who were looking for the solution to homelessness. From what I gather, some of the thinking was after 5 years that we funded, that the state funded it, if it's been a success, time to pick it up. The county should pick it up. Or whoever the jurisdiction was that was getting, hopefully, the benefit from it. So they lost it on a competitive bid. I checked the best I could to see if there was anything delinquent with what they did, or you know, not up to code, or whatever word you want to use. It was a great success from everybody's point of view, and they lost it. And you know, folks, sometimes I look at things and I see, you know, the county wants the state to do it, the state wants the federal government to do it, but sometimes we got to do it ourselves if it's a good idea. I understand it's a lot of money, but in some of my research in the last couple of years, I find out, you know, there's 4 or 5 kids in almost every high school, just high school alone, that is homeless, let alone in Kingston and a few other areas that is 5 or 10 times that amount. Do we try to solve it? Shouldn't we be looking for that? Yeah, I think we should. So that's where it's coming from, there, Mr. Chairman. That's where I'm coming from, anyway.
Any other comments? Jim?
How would it be administered?
They would have a program that they use a base, but they would probably do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chairman, I did talk to Kevin O'Connor.
Pardon?
I did talk to Kevin O'Connor regarding this. Unfortunately, he didn't know nothing about it when I...
I didn't tell him I was putting it in.
Okay.
He begged me last year to try to help him, and I might not remember what I had for breakfast, but I remembered his conversation.
Right, but I mean, the thing in the past, we were funded by many good programs over the last many years.
I understand that.
Foreign migrant workers, and there was many other ones, too, that RUPCO administered did very well. I totally understand what you're saying, but I mean, it is very costly, $200,000 to provide that.
I understand.
There again, it's going to be up to the legislative body to see if we're going to spend $200,000, but I can't vote one way or the other because I have a relationship with RUPCO. So I have to exclude that. But anyway.
Well, anyway, thanks for your listening.
All right, what's anybody else comments? If not, all in favor, say aye. One, everybody against? Mary Beth, against?
No, I'm against 200,000, yes.
Okay. All right, next one.
You're abstaining?
I have.
No.
Okay. Planning Department. John?
This is
the environment.
The environment department.
14.
Okay.
Right.
my proposal is to merge the operations and the supervision of the Department of Environment, a standalone department, from what I gather, the only one in the state, but to move it under the planning department and the also under the DPW department. I have not been happy with that department for quite some period of time, and when I started doing my investigation into what's going on, I find the raises that some of the folks are getting out there are just astronomical. 17 to 30%, almost 40% over the last 3 years. I mean, the folks that had to that risked their lives to save ours had to wait years for a contract. There's a standalone building over there that I'm not sure what it costs to operate, but it could be put up for sale. I think the management of the work that the Department of Environment do would be much improved under the planning department and under Ms. Polonsky in the DPW. I could go into why I believe that department has become a political department rather than so forward-thinking as some folks like to say. You know, here's a letter that I got. When this legislature actually passed the pilot project to fund propane, it voted, it was vetoed. Okay, that's it, you know, it didn't work. But I took this document and I had outside people review it.
Why are we talking about
for legitimacy?
We already did this part.
Legitimacy means when you're talking about an issue, you bring up and you make sure you publish both sides. So you still make your own judgment, but you publish both sides. So you'll know what's going on. This document, which created, and it's not personal, but it created the comments that it's irresponsible to consider a pilot test for L-base. For instance, it doesn't mention the fact that Prius cars, how much it saves, how much it saves on the environment, up until 35 miles an hour when the gasoline engine starts. Doesn't mention that in here. Doesn't mention it. It's an incredibly disingenuous document, and I find that the whole department is very disingenuous if they didn't think of something. For instance, 7 years ago, when it was created, they didn't have a vehicle policy, a clean fleet policy, until last year. We brought it up, in particular, at our State of the County speech. And everybody had a better idea. Everybody right away had a better idea. I've even been, you know, and I've seen some comments, well, we're going to eviscerate the department. Just not true. Just not true. It'd be better management of the department, I believe. I'm even thinking a little bit about microbeads right now. I mean, Legislator Rodriguez brought it up, but he may be right. I've been doing as much research as I can on it. But I went back through all the minutes to see where the Department of Energy or the environment stood on microbeads, and I haven't found much. I don't know if I found anything. We as a body may be funding a lot of money to build a family court building. You could sell that thing over there. I understand there may be $50,000 in it to retrofit that building, to put shutters and maybe a new roof or whatever on it. And what is the cost to operate the building over and above just what's in the budget, which doesn't list the operating expenses? So I think this department should be folded in under the planning department and under the public works department. I think it would save us money. We could use that building over there to help fund the family court, or maybe for homeless people. That's my position, sir.
All right. Someone move this first and second so we have a discussion. Sorry. Move it. Mary Beth, you're going to move
yes.
it.
Yes.
I'll second it.
I don't know why we're having so much discussion. I thought this was voting. I'm not being disrespectful, Chairman. You know I love
you. I'm liberal today, that's why.
We already talked about this last time.
We have to wait until 5 o'clock anyway.
Seconded.
All right. Whose comments? Tracy?
Well, I'm a little confused by Mayor. That's kind of different. If you don't want to take time, so I'll try to be brief. The Chairman speaking about space, which I think...
This resolution is not about space.
Right. This resolution is not about space. And that may be a worthwhile discussion about space management and whether or not...
Wait till 5 o'clock meeting. That's about space.
Exactly.
Okay.
As for the department, I think we would be doing our county a tremendous disservice to get rid of this department. And I respectfully disagree that rolling it into existing departments, as conceptually it may have been before, that the same work would get done. This department has leveraged grant opportunities, has done amazing work, and I'm proud of the work the department's done, and I think we as a county should be very proud to have a standalone Department of the Environment. It would be a very sad day to lose this department.
Are there any other comments? If not?
I'd just like to make one point about that.
Yep.
This is a four-person department and two managers. Four-person department, two managers. Salary went up 19% from the end of 2013 to 2014, 19.7%, 51 to 61, 4% the next year, and now 17.6%.
I think we're well aware.
So, beginning of 2014.
John, I got a resolution later on.
I just saw that.
I got a later resolution.
I just saw that. My point is, I can't imagine too many department heads recommending that they get a salary increase like that. So I don't think it's been well run at all.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody? All against?
Aye.
Aye. All right. All right, Don. Next. Your jail NORCON kit training?
Move it.
Move second, Don. Mary Beth, Jim,
yes.
Whatever, somebody.
Yes.
All right.
Don't talk about it.
Discussion. Jim, you got your hand up for discussion, Jim?
Yes.
You got your hand up for discussion?
Number 15.
No, discussion. You want to talk?
Do you?
No.
Oh. The only question I have, is this available through John? Is this available through assembly people? I'm told that Senator Amit or... through the Senate, I think. Amador was handing them out last week through his district.
I didn't hear that, but there is a chance that they could be free. But they may not be. But this is all coming out of this report that was given to the legislature. They could be free before the end of the year, funding from other sources.
Okay. Well, I was told, okay, John.
But may I say this, though, boss?
First of all, I'm not the boss, but...
some of the people that get that leave the institutions are the most vulnerable for setbacks. I know I heard my good friend say, once you're screwed up, you're not going to remember to take it, but maybe somebody around you will help you survive. And that's all this is about, is surviving.
All right. Move to second. If we're able to get this free, can we put this in contingency? John, would that be acceptable to you? Have to make that.
It's in contingency.
Can we make an amendment to say that?
Well, it's already in contingency.
It's already in there.
Oh, it's there. Right?
All right. So, all right. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Resolution 16. This is for the public service announcements. Moved by TJ, second by who? Mary Beth. Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Next one is outside legal firms. Use outside legal firms to provide the responsibility of the attorney's office. Move by.
We'll wait for discussion.
Second.
Not for a long discussion.
I second.
Not for a long. I'll second it, Judge. Okay. Right. Go on. You want to talk? Not for.
Yeah.
You heard what they said. Not for a long discussion.
I want to make an amendment to it because I think there's legitimate considerations to be here, but I'd like to amend it. So that in the end result, all we'll do right now is transfer the outside counsel's money to contingency so the legislature can at least know what we're spending and who we're spending money ahead of time in some of our litigation.
We can worry about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea for outside counsel.
Say that again, John.
And you're looking at me.
Outside counsel what?
Pardon?
Say that again. Outside counsel what?
Money.
Outside counsel money. Once you want more of a description of where where's
that's right. In other words, transferred out of the county attorney's office and into contingency.
Professional services.
All right, professional services, the line you're dealing with, correct?
71,000. 71,000? Is that?
Yeah, which one?
Bert, is that the number where their outside counsels were?
Where is the outside counsel?
Are we just talking the 71,000 or the proposed 411,000?
Well, that would be with this 6 months back.
Yeah, right now 71,000 is there. There's actually more for outside counsel in there.
Right.
Well, we have money in there also for environmental attorneys.
That's professional services legal, though.
Bigger ball of wax.
What's that?
You just said there's money in there for environmental
attorneys. I have the 100,000 that was proposed by this committee is environmental attorneys, too.
That's in professional services legal, though, not professional services other.
But it's still an attorney.
Still an outside counsel.
It's still an outside counsel.
Don't make it outside counsel.
Can you amend it to a professional services other?
So,
should I? Stop looking at the money. Look at the line.
So,
the line.
Make the amendment.
It's professional services.
$71,000, and I could read the line, but last day are $4,300, $4,505 into contingency.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes,
John?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, in that way, if there's questions by the legislature, they. There it is. We have to approve it.
Don?
For me, it's the same problem as we've been having in other things. They come up at the last minute. Not that they I understand why, and maybe it wasn't thought of before and all of that. But we have committees. We have studied the stuff. How's it going to impact anybody or not? And then move it forward as it goes. That's the whole point of the committee system. Now, on first blush, it seems like it may be fine. I don't know. But why not? Why is it coming at the last minute? Here we are. This is probably the last chance for it other than the vote. And I don't know what can happen or should or shouldn't happen at this point. And I don't think anybody else does either. It just doesn't seem right to me. If we've got a system that we're using and the system is working and we want more information, let's get it. But to change the systems around at the 11th hour without knowing what the impacts are just to me doesn't make sense.
All right, John and then Tracy.
I would only just say that I don't disagree with Don. Every one of these amendments fall into that. They all should have been done 2 months ago, but they weren't. Sometimes people just thought them up. Sometimes circumstances dictated it.
All right, well, there be four now we're going to act on.
There's a lot of these things.
You put one in this morning.
That'd be true.
There are some cases that may fit in that as well. But a lot of this stuff has been known, and I've known about this stuff, and people have been in front of us before. Those that haven't fared well today.
Call the question, Chairman.
And that's maybe where this should fall.
Tracy, then Bert, that's it.
To the point of putting outside attorneys in contingency. One, I think it's a problem that the county attorney is not here to speak to it specifically, and since that wasn't on the table exactly before. I would want her feedback, but one thing that I would be concerned about is the possibility that the county attorney would need some kind of outside specialist for some reason and be unable to put together a meeting of the legislature to approve that money moving from contingency into her budget. I don't want to make it impossible for the county attorney to do her work, certainly when it's at her work is to the betterment of the county as a whole.
If that's what your intent is, make a policy to address that.
I think emergencies can be created.
Well, they are created, and they are used, and then eventually you have a meeting to expend the money. But if you would develop a policy on how you want that to be funded or how you want to go through the process of funding, let's set a policy to the legislative body that they have to go through a process, design what the process is, and then it has to be approved in order to expend it. I mean, it could easily be done. I mean, not tonight it's not going to be done, but I mean, develop a policy that's something that's workable. TJ.
Just real quick. You know, it's really a double-edged sword, because in one sense we want transparency, and then in the other sense we say, well, we want to know what goes on and we want to have control over that. And then on the other sense, on the other hand, we say, well, just in case they really need something really quickly, then they have to have that discretion. Well, it's kind of like fish or cut bait. You know? I mean, you can put the square peg in any square hole depending on what word you're using. So you can rationalize both ways.
I mean, I'm sure there's a solution to everything. The question is, how do you make it work? Like you just said.
For all of it.
Okay. All right, in stating all that, there was a motion and a second. No more discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against?
Aye. Against.
All right, Resolution 18. This is... what's this one? Controller's
Office.
Failed. Which one?
Failed.
John, this is yours too?
Yeah.
Controller's Office?
I was asked to do this.
Okay.
Chairman.
So you want to pull it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
No. When you question them, you circle, you don't back up too far. I agreed to put it in when I saw the raises that were being given to the folks in the Department of Energy. These folks here struggling to try to do their job, and unimpeded, I guess, for the last few years, have been incredible raises. And yet we seem to, or somebody seems to think the controller is, or his staff are overpaid or underworked or whatever. So I like to put it, and I think he legitimately he has a gripe and a position, and so I'm sponsoring it.
All right, need a motion. Move it.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion.
No second.
Okay. We can move this along.
All right. If you say okay sooner, we would have moved it 30 seconds sooner. All right, any other discussion?
What?
All in favor, say aye.
What?
Aye.
Aye.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You want to discuss it longer?
No, just take the vote.
We did. What'd you vote?
No.
Okay. All right, no.
So, wait, did that pass?
No. Okay. Okay. Amendment number 20. This is a mine. Let's have a vote. Mary Beth, move it, please.
I'll second it.
Second.
We're taking money away, right?
We're taking money away, yes. We have a longevity that I was told that the gentleman's no longer employed by...
No, this is different.
This is
number 20 is the...
That's the
Comptroller's
Office.
What?
That was the Comptroller's Office. This is 20. This is Department of Environment.
Yes.
We're taking money away.
We're taking money away. We were taking... we're bringing down the salary from $75,236. To $70,600.
Correct. Which
one is this? 20.
Why
are
we doing this?
You're taking salary away.
I'll move
in.
You already moved it, I think.
I did a second.
Oh, second. All right, so we moved the second. Now Mary Beth made a motion to amend it to reduce it down.
You are reducing it, though.
Yes. She made the motion. You second.
Right.
Okay. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor, say aye.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Has there been an analysis of this against other management positions in the county?
Yes.
And
that's where we were intending it to go.
Right.
And there again, I had a discussion with Bert. I had a discussion with the county exec. You know, there again, I realized that the...
This still brings around a level...
A level of a director.
This
salary here.
The reduction. We had it. The director of tourism, where we thought it belonged, we moved it to another set of managers, so it could belong there too.
We did look at it, Tracy. All right, so we take a vote. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, anybody against?
All
right. Are you at the end of the sentence? All right, we got one more. It's the controller's office. Don's going to hand them out. Someone make a motion to move it so we have a discussion?
Move.
Second? All right. Everybody have a copy?
No, I mean, Rich is the sponsor, but he needs a second for the event.
You can put my name on it.
All right?
Yep.
All right. It was told to me that we have a longevity in there of $1,500 for an employee that's no longer with Ulster County. So I would like to reduce that by $1,500, that line.
Question.
You own it by
1,000,
right?
You own
it. Yeah, voted by 1,000, putting 500 into, keep it into that line, correct?
Yes.
Yes. There won't be a payment of longevity to this office.
Well,
so the $500
will get encumbered at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just letting you know that.
That's well, why don't we take $1,500 then?
You can.
Just making you aware, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we're taking the $1,500 instead of $1,000 because there's no longevity pay out there.
Correct. I move
$1,500. Second?
Second.
All right.
So we're taking the $1,500 and we're putting back $1,000 so they can have memberships.
And we're putting back $1,000 for memberships, correct?
So we're up to $500.
There you go.
$500 goes into contingency then?
$500
goes into contingency.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any other questions? I want to thank everybody for coming. Just before we leave, just want to make a couple comments. Hold on, before we leave, please, a couple comments. We have our next meeting is December 9th. I am going to ask Bert and Don to keep the tax rate as a decrease as we had before, 1.1%. I am also asking them to keep the same amount of money in contingency and find other ways to fund whatever increases or decreases we had in our budget amendments. Yes?
Same amount in contingency plus the 10,000 awareness that's going in there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to just make that clear on the record.
It would come to $835,000 total.
Yeah. Well, actually, there is a couple other ones, too. But whatever equals to be, that's what it is. All right? Someone make that in a form of motion. That we allow Bert and Don to come up with those numbers.
So we're doing a budget neutral.
Budget neutral, correct. And contingency is going to increase to 835 instead of 825, and the tax rate is going to remain at a decrease at the same level that we had before.
Okay. So
moved.
Second.
You'll have that amendment in the budget pack on the 9th.
Yes.
Yep. All right. And also, Bert,
we have to vote on it?
Yes.
You guys have to vote on it, yes.
Tonight.
Right now. Yep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
TJ, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
You're sure?
I'm sorry, sir. I was distracted.
Well, thank you for buying dinner tonight this year.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you.
Richie, thank you. Before we leave, thank you so much for the delicious lunch.
Glad you enjoyed it.
You did that great cooking.
No. Have a nice evening. Thank you.
5 o'clock. We're leaving.
We're not leaving.
You're going to the library.
Have a nice evening.
No, you're staying here.
We're staying
here.